AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. debt reaches a new record level, our Norman Hall reports.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. But the debt grew faster than expected. The rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts.
Former President Trump's filed his appeal with the state Supreme Court in Maine, challenging the Secretary of State's decision that because of his alleged role in the 2021 Capitol insurrection, Trump can't run in 2024. New corruption charges are filed against Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Our Ed Donahue reports.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez faces a new allegation. He used clout to help a businessman get a deal with a Qatari investment fund.
Newly unsealed Justice Department records say two well-connected political consultants provided false information about lobbying work on behalf of a former Persian Gulf country. During the Trump administration, authorities in Lebanon say a founding leader of Hamas was killed in a blast. Israel is not saying if it was involved. The president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, has resigned after a controversial hearing on anti-Semitism last month at the Capitol.
Can you not say here that it is against the code of conduct at Harvard?
We embrace a commitment to free expression, even of views that are objectionable, offensive, hateful.
The owner of a Food Castle store in Grand Blanc, Michigan, is hoping one of his regular customers has won the $842 million Powerball jackpot.
Everybody's like friends here, you know, friends and family, so I'm hoping it's one of them.
Small earthquakes today reported in Maryland and also near Astoria, Queens. This is AP News. There are changes to the federal student aid application known as FAFSA for the upcoming term. And our Lisa Dwyer reports there's been some confusion applying for tuition assistance.
A new version of the federal student aid application known as the FAFSA is available for the 2024-2025 school year, but only on a limited basis as the U.S. Department of Education works on a redesign meant to make it easier to apply. A soft launch period opened last week, and the new form currently is only available for short periods of time. Students who want to submit their applications will need to monitor the studentaid.gov website since it's available at different times during the day. Students normally can fill out applications starting in October, but it's not yet available to everyone. That means students will likely have their financial aid offers later than usual. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.